Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. Russell Means talking about all things New World Order coming up in the next segment. Native American leader will get his take on child snatching. It got started in this country against, well, black people brought here by force, but then Native Americans and their, quote, CPS orphanages. Now it's being done to everyone. But in the last 5 minutes we've got with both of you, we'll try to get, obviously, Mr. Irish is back in the last 30 minutes. We'll try to get Stuart back on uninterrupted with him in the last 30 minutes in the fourth hour today at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. But in closing, you know, you're trying to get a PayPal account set up with some local lawyer. This is big national news now. You need to get, it can be transferred over later or whatever, you know, Oath Keepers.
Donate and tell us when they donate, say in the comments, this is directly for Jonathan for his defense against the charges. We'll take those. We got to make sure you tell us what they're for. Otherwise, we'll think it's for Oath Keepers doing the First Amendment claim. I want to keep the two separate. So if you meanwhile, until we get his button up, you can donate, but make sure you say this is for the direct defense of the child endangerment charges.
And to be clear, you're going to be on the ground. You're flying to New Hampshire. You're going to be there Thursday at 1 o'clock outside this court. Jonathan, that's key intel. We need to get that out. Tell folks where the court is, what time. Give us the information.
The exact address of the court, again, I believe Mr. Rose posted that up on the site. I did not have that prepared in front of me, but the name of the court is the Rochester Family Court or the Rochester Family Division in Dover, New Hampshire. I know it is on County Farm Road.
Well, I mean, if it's not up, we'll get it up soon. But regardless, Thursday, New Hampshire, I know We Are Change is going. I know Lone Lantern and that organization and Restore the Republic is going to be there. Folks, don't count on others to be there. Stuart Rhodes is going to be there. I want the entire Free States Project out there. And get past the denial. Three newspapers, the TV station, they say they've seen the affidavit. CPS showed it to them. It's real. Stop the denial. I mean, that's important, Stuart. People, just like with Mayak report, they need to stop living in denial. This is admitted that they're citing Oath Keepers in here.
This is far worse than the Mayak report, because the Mayak report was just kind of nebulous, they might target you. This is saying they might target you and they might take your kids. And like I said, it's such a low threshold for proof for CPS. It's not the same as you having a chance at a trial, you know, a jury trial in a criminal court. This is CPS could come and take your kids on trumped up claims, and then now you got to fight to get them back. So it's very, very dangerous.
Well, this is just so important, and we need everybody out there Thursday. We need folks to donate at oathkeepers.org, but say specifically it's for the baby of the Irishes. And we just need to do this because I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Irish could be the devil, and I don't believe he is. This is standard baloney that I'm seeing from the CPS. But they say in Section 7, gun owner, pro-Second Amendment, militia supporter, Oath Keeper supporter. Folks, nobody's safe if we don't stand up. We got 1 minute left. We'll be talking to you guys again later in the transmission. But to be specific, are you going to be able to join us with Mr. Irish again the last 30 minutes of the transmission, Stuart?
You bet. I certainly will. And folks, understand that Oath Keepers will be filing a suit on behalf of all Oath Keepers and on behalf of all Americans of the First Amendment rights. And Jonathan, we're going to give him good local counsel to help him with the actual question of getting his daughter back. So it's a two-part strategy.
Yeah, so donate for the persecution, racketeering angle of this, and for the lawsuit, but also donate on the front to try to help the baby. And Mr. Irish, watch your back. Do you have a video camera?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to call both of you back in 2 hours from now, or... Yeah, let me see. I'm going to call you both back in about 2 hours and 25 minutes, okay? God bless you. We'll be right back.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times with a special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you can say what you want about Russell Means, Native American leader, probably the greatest living leader out there, the most prominent movie star, I mean, you name it. And he's helping lead the charge for a Native American a country within the United States. We're going to talk about that before he leaves us at the end of the hour. But the reason I wanted to get him on is I was watching an old YouTube video of him on like a year and a half ago when Obama first got elected. Even before he got elected, he said, look, the Republicans are bad, but the Democrats are the same. They're owned by the same people. It's a fraud. He got attacked by all these liberals who aren't as street smart as him. And I wanted to get him on to talk about all of this. But also, the empire is now imploding. The dollar is plunging today. Gold is way up again. We're going to be going over that with him. But also, I'm a student of history. So I know that concentration camps were invented by the British more than 200 years ago for India, but also for the colonies. And during the war, they put people like, who was not a friend of Native Americans, Andrew Jackson's mother and brother who died, as they were about to die, they threw him back out on the street. That's how they do it. They starve you to death and throw you on the street to die, by the time you've, basically looked like a concentration camp victim. And I read the writings of Adolf Hitler and the history. He modeled his camps off of the British concentration camps that were then perfected by the U.S. Army and the cavalry out west against Russell Means people and others. But now the plantation model, the police state lockdown, naked body scanning model, the CPS seizing over a million children a year model, is exactly what was done with Native Americans. And if you study Native Americans, even tribes that submitted to the tyranny and tried to make deals with the New World Order types, it's been around for a while, they would take all their boys and girls, brainwash them, break their families up. And it's also come out in the last year in major Canadian news that they're digging up dead bodies of mainly Native American in Canada boys, where they just kill them in these orphanages. And that's mainstream news. So what's been going on to black people, white people, everybody, is now happening to everyone. And we lost Russell Means with his video Skype connection. We're going to get him back up. And if we're not successful, we'll get him via telephone. But I wanted to get Russell Means' breakdown on all of this information. So Russell Means was born on the Lakota Sioux Indian Reservation. He was the first national director of the American Indian Movement, AIM, in which role he became prominent during 73 standoff with the U.S. government at Wounded Knee. In 87, he joined the U.S. Libertarian Party and announced his candidacy for the presidential nomination. He lost the nomination to Ron Paul. Since 92, Means has appeared in The Last of the Mohicans, Natural Born Killers, and other movies. He has championed the rights of indigenous peoples in other countries, as well as in the U.S. In a televised speech in 2000, Libertarian Party National Convention, Means said that he prefers the label Indian to more politically correct Native American. Everyone who was born in America is a Native American, he said. And he joins us now to talk about the state of the world. But we're obviously talking about now, Homeland Security saying gun owners, landowners, libertarians, Homeland Security now has ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, involved. I have the official document, and they're now going to school teachers, school counselors, and trying to take people's children if they're anti-New World Order. And so now what was done to the Native Americans, to the Native Indians, is now being done to everybody. So I guess what comes around goes around. Sins of the fathers will come back on the grandsons and the great-grandsons. Mr. Means, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you again.
What do you think of that information I just laid out?
It's right on point. And I've been saying since the 1980s that America, that was my speeches to the colleges. I entitled it, America is Becoming One Huge Indian Reservation. I changed that title in the 90s to America Has Become One Huge Indian Reservation, and it's even more so today. All policies of the United States government, both foreign and domestic, were bred and born on an Indian reservation. That's land policy, that's health, that's education, and of course, economic and political.
And you're not just saying that. I mean, there's an entire historical fact behind that. This is how they learned to get people dependent through the, you know, the government agents that ran the programs to, quote, give the, you know, Indians food and blankets. It was all designed to starve you out and kill you. And now they admit this is their global plantation model. That's what the carbon tax, they admit, is to shut off all of our energy, the equivalent of shutting off the buffalo to the Native Americans.
Right.
All right, we lost his Skype again. If it does it one more time, we're going to get him on the telephone. Russell Means, again, is our guest. I want him to continue to flesh this out because Hitler modeled his camps off of the Indian reservations. That is what Adolf Hitler did. This is mainline history. Hitler was obsessed with Western movies and books about the reservations, and that was his plan for Russia with the Russians, how he was going to kill them off and then, you know, decide who he wanted to live. It's just absolutely diabolical. And if Russell cuts out one more time, we're going to get him via telephone here in just a moment. But Russell Means, or may just go audio Skype with him. But we're going to talk about Obama and the state of the empire and a lot more with Russell Means coming up. Also, foreclosure freeze could undermine housing market because it's these mortgages are run by, you know, unscrupulous groups that are riddled with fraud. White House doubts need to halt all foreclosures, though it's now being discussed. Up to 40 states launch probes into foreclosure mess. It's not a mess. It's a fraud. 420 banks demand one world currency. International Finance Group seeks remedy to looming exchange wars. Financial regulators planning worldwide rules for large firms. They create the crisis, offer the global government solution, Washington Post. Fed undaunted by uncertain prospects of more money printing. So now they're going to devalue the currency publicly. Okay, let's go back to Russell. Russell, we got you on the phone now. Please continue. Flesh out what you were talking about, you know, the evidence that the entire world, Fallujah, the camps, the ID cards, Iraq, this is all the model perfected on your people.
Exactly. Even the death squads were first practiced on us back in 1973. On the Pine Ridge Sioux Indian Reservation, where I'm calling, where you're calling me from. And, but my point is education. It's the living proof. When I grew up in California, Northern California, California was ranked number one in the nation, and the nation was ranked number one in the world in education. Then the federal government began to take over the funding and then the curriculum of all the schools in the U.S. It is now, California is no longer number one. It's number 43 in the nation. And we have slipped in the last, within the last 15 years, from 17th as a nation, 17th in education to 22nd. And so it's almost complete now that the federal government has been brainwashing our children for decades, and it's all taken from the reservation system. The stealing of kids, that is one of the most horrific examples of what the federal government has been doing, not only to us, but now to the American children. It is, it's blasphemous. The jailing of young America, ostensibly to fight the drug war, and yet the incarceration, we have more bodies, more people in prison than all of China, and China has a couple billion people. And yet it's supposed to be a communist horror place, and yet America has more people in prison than China. That's absurd. That's absolutely absurd.
Well, that's like shipping in whiskey for the Indians, and then when they get rowdy, using it as an excuse to shoot them. The government's on record shipping in almost all the narcotics, and then when they catch you with it, you go to one of their slave camps.
Exactly. Exactly. And it is a slave camp. It's unbelievable. You know, my son, I have a son that was in prison. They wouldn't parole him because he was ramrodding the building of homes. They called him Janklo Homes because he was the governor at the time. But they were building homes with prison labor. $1.50 a day, and they wouldn't let him out on parole because he was the supervisor. He was so accomplished that he was more valuable in prison than out.
And then the general public, like idiots, say, good, make those criminals work. When you're working for 25 cents or even $1.50 an hour, no one can compete with that, not even the illegal aliens, and so the economy further implodes.
Exactly, and Colorado has become such a prison state. You know, they make nothing but office furniture there. So there's no business at all in Colorado or the surrounding states making business furniture, for instance. So it cut out that industry. So we definitely have slave labor going on in this country, and it's unconscionable that the American people don't do anything about all of what the Indian policies has been visited upon on their backs and on their children.
What's interesting is either way you slice it, it's an Indian policy, because from my study, before they kicked it off in a scientific way against Native Americans in North America, this was first developed in India, which are really the Indians.
Exactly. But the payoff now comes, and I can't believe the name callers. I call the Republican Party nothing but name callers, and I call the Democrats brain dead because they don't know what they are, and they don't try to do anything except rubber stamp whatever the bosses say. But now they've announced they're going to print more money. Can you believe that? The Fed is going to print more money when they're the only ones buying the financial instruments that the United States produces, the bonds and the treasury notes, because no one in the world wants anything that is of no value, and the dollar is of no value. It's unbelievable how America is keeping their head, you know, the classic ostrich approach.
Yeah, they should get rid of the American eagle as the symbol and have it be the ostrich.
Exactly. That's what it's become. Great point. I'm going to start using that. The eagle has become the ostrich. The American eagle. It's sick. You know, I'm wearing a T-shirt that says if voting could change anything, it would be illegal. And that's what really bothers me about the Tea Party movement. And when it first started, it was great. It's all about the Constitution and constitutional law, and let's get back to that. And then they start feeding in the crazies, you know, to make them look like it's a fringe outfit. And they accomplished it.
Well, they've been caught. They've been caught.
People are going back to this asinine, liberty inhibiting and preventing two-party system. It's impossible to have individual liberty with a two-party system.
It's amazing, and they have been caught infiltrating the Tea Parties with people to say racist things and do things, and they've labeled the Tea Party as the only resistance to the New World Order. Then they hand it over to the Republicans so they can pose as anti-establishment and get right back into power. But now the whole country is sinking into a global depression. They're announcing the one world government run by the banks that are the authors of this collapse. This empire is long in the tooth. What do you see happening, Russell Means?
Well, I see the United States of America, with only its military power, trying to hang on to some kind of international influence. But when Israel thumbs their nose at anything the United States wants or desires or asks for, they just thumb their nose. Europe, Russia, you go on down the line. China has switched over to the euro. Brazil's real has now become the currency to buy. It's backed by something solid. The United States is just backed by paper, worthless paper. It's unconscionable. The entire machinations of the ruling class of America is so obvious. It's so obvious that anybody with a brain, I can't understand what's in the food that has made American people so stupid and the laughing stock of the world.
Well, Russell, since you raised that, I have Children's Flintstones, pediatrician's number one choice. And it says right here on the container that it has aspartame.
And oh, then, my God.
And then here is a allergy medicine, Alvert, and it's got aspartame in it. And then all the major sugar gums for children now, Hubba Bubba, Big League Chew, all of them now have aspartame. And I have all the government's own reports admitting it gives you cancer and makes you go blind. And Glenn Beck's going blind and admits he drinks Diet Coke, but I guess it's funny. He's just going to laugh about it and go blind.
It's amazing how this the American people have allowed the government to treat the end result of drug-induced illnesses by the pharmaceutical corporations, and they allow that to continue. You know, they're building dialysis centers. They're putting more drugs to take care of the drugs that have already got you addicted and sick and ill and that kill you, so they produce more drugs so that you can die faster and die in more pain. It's unbelievable how the American people have allowed themselves to be so duped.
Well, you know, from the 1730s, there are, and anybody can Google this and pull up the university websites, there are the British colonel ordering them to take infected smallpox blankets and then give it to the Native Americans, to the Indians, and, you know, let's give the tainted wood alcohol whiskey to them. Ha ha. You know, look at that engine go blind. Well, now the globalists just do it to everybody, Russell.
Right. And if they don't do it to you, then they imprison you for slave labor. You know, if you won't take their drug-induced sicknesses, they'll put you in prison. Or impoverish you. Like, we don't have a middle class anymore, you know?
And those that think there still is a middle class are, you know, by January or February, the dollar is going to be worth about, let's see, the euro is $1.40 now. It's going to be about $4 at the very minimum, probably around February or March. The euro is going to be worth about $4. That's inflation. It's unbelievable what the United States is doing to its own people.
And the Federal Reserve is selling it as if it's a good thing. We're going to fix the debt by inflating. Was it good for Argentina? Was it good for Zimbabwe? Weimar Republic, Germany, Russell?
Exactly. It's you know, all those platitudes about history repeating itself, America is the proof. It just goes over and over and over again, and the American people are acting. Look at this coming November election. What's going to change? Nothing. It's unbelievable that people are even believing the Republicans, because Obama is worse than Bush. He's continued Bush's policies and added more to himself. Not one presidential directive that Bush has laid out has been changed by Obama, and he's added more. And now he's directed the U.S. government to kill anybody that they say is a terrorist. Just go shoot him.
Well, they're also rolling out the naked body scanners on the streets, the courthouses, the airports, and they admit, even the New York Times admits, it gives you cancer and it gives the operators cancer, and they have 500 mobile trucks, 10 times more powerful than a chest x-ray, looking through our walls. This is 1984. This is psychopaths running the country.
Yes, it is totally 1984. You know, there's an interesting sidebar to that. You know, Orwell, when TV came out back in the 40s, he wrote the book and he said 1940, and he labeled it 1948. And it was a factual thing that was going to happen based upon the advent of TV. His publisher said, look, this book isn't going to sell. Turn it into a science fiction and give it a different title. So he inverted 48 to 84. And voila, you had the science fiction prediction of what is happening right now.
And that's a true story. And, of course, he was a member of the Imperial Police in India, what we were talking about, developed for Indians in the U.S. Then he was a communist and thought that was the solution. Then he found out it was run by the same people. Then he worked for OSS. That's why his book was so accurate. He worked for them.
Right. And he's... It's amazing that the college students aren't required reading. But what can you say when 80% of the law schools in America do not teach the Constitution? You know, I have a daughter that just graduated from a law school. She had to almost demonstrate just to get a class on the Constitution at the University of Minnesota Law School of Law.
Unbelievable. Russell Means is our guest, RussellMeans.com, links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Russell, I mean, it's all coming to a head. They've preemptively built the police state up in the last 20 years. Now they've got it lined up. Now they're imploding the economy. And the Pentagon comes out last month and says, we're afraid of a total collapse, but we've got martial law ready for the civil unrest. We're going to save you. I mean, it's amazing how they create the crisis, offer the solution.
Exactly. And then there's still warmongering over in the Middle East, trying to control that basis when every other major country, Europe, Russia, China, they're all making backdoor deals with the Middle East while America is killing its young people.
And the reason they can't beat the Afghans and Pakistans is they've got the fighting spirit of American Indians, but they've got grenade launchers.
That's the difference. Grenade launchers and missile-firing shoulder weapons. It's a dirty war that cannot be won, just like in Vietnam.
Well, Russell, stay there. Let's talk about that when we come back. Russell Means, Indian icon, is our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back. The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America. Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive? After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp? And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there. The longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Pointed out to me as we try to escape from the prison planet that it's Columbus Day, the slaver arriving. And, you know, Europe had a lot of good people in it, but they were always at war with each other. And the problem is the Americas got colonized by the slavers first, so the worst elements of society. And we'll talk about that with Russell Means coming up here in a moment. First, I wanted to tell you about some of our great sponsors. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. It's the highest quality storable food, lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years if it's in your garage or attic where I've got mine. High quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, super low prices, a bunch of different. You know, they got gourmet meals that last for 10 years. They've got raw foods. They've got it all, freeze-dried, dehydrated, a whole bunch of great food lines. eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. Going into this depression, now is the time to get storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. In fact, I saw mainstream headlines this morning, you know, food prices exploding, the next crisis, because the dollar's being devalued. What did Steve Shank, our sponsor, tell you? 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Also want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. They got regular jeans, motorcycle jeans. This deal is not going to last much longer. You get a free T-shirt with a Don't Tread on Me. Got several other choices, or and free shipping. So you get a free T-shirt and free shipping when you buy two pairs of their jeans, any type of their jeans. And they're made in America. They're super high quality. Find out why they're so special at gusset.com/Alex. That's the special page just for my listeners to get free shipping and the free T-shirt with two pairs of jeans. GussetClothing.com is their main site. Gusset.com/Alex or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. Don't forget to continue our operation and expand our operation. We need your support. That's why Thursday I'm going to broadcast for more than 24 hours live with special guests kicking off at 11 a.m. For InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I want to thank all those that are already donating. Our goal is to raise $100,000 by Thursday when it kicks off and then raise the other $400,000 we need. This operation probably brings in about $220,000 a month. And it costs right at $200,000. And then after taxes and stuff, you can see the economy falling apart. We need to finish the new studio. We need to start that daily TV show. We need to get this going. And I appreciate everybody's previous support. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. There's a new video today out where I talk about the special 24-plus hour broadcast that is coming out. And also support what Russell Means is doing at RussellMeans.com. We'll talk about where that sovereignty movement is going before he leaves us at the 5 minute after at the next hour. So we got him on a little bit late today. But Russell, you got cut off talking about the Afghanistan situation, the Pakistan situation being widened by the Nobel Peace Laureate, Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, what a sick joke. You were making parallels to Vietnam.
Exactly. You know, he is the first Nobel Peace Laureate that when he made his acceptance speech, he justified war. It was unbelievable. Such a slap in the Nobel's face. But that's a phony organization anyway. It comes up every once in a while with something worthwhile, but most of the time it's for the elite. But yes, the situation in the Middle East is so blatantly obvious, and the fact that the ruling elite of America refuse to economically take advantage of the Green Revolution, you know, they're not going to go there until they have the oil unavailable. Now, and I'm not saying when the oil runs out, I'm saying when it's unavailable. The fact that Russia has most of the gold reserves left in the world, at any time they wish they could flood the market with gold and just ruin the world economy. Of course, they'd have to ruin their own economy in the same instance. But I'm just saying, people are so unaware of what's really, really going on. You know, the debacle of the government's treatment of the BP spill in the Caribbean, for instance. You know, they've just been blatantly caught lying and misleading the American people about that disaster. It's just over and over again when American people are being not only slapped across the face but kicked in the butt, and yet they ask for more.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's like the king wears no clothes, the emperor wears no clothes, and so all the American people are starting to take off their clothes. It's just an absurd lifestyle.
I want to shift gears into just the overall mindset of these globalists. They admit they want to cut off the resources to, quote, end industrial age, so that we're basically all dependent on them in the reservation, a.k.a. the inner city slums that they've designed through dependence. I mean, it's the same model, but I remember over a decade ago experts explaining that they were packaging the mortgages and selling them and then changing the mortgage rules, and now even CNN admits J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others have been caught taking houses that were totally paid for that they didn't even have a mortgage for. They've been caught selling to the Chinese the same mortgages over and over again. And now they've had to freeze all Bank of America foreclosures because people are learning about this. And just a few years ago, the media would say, oh, it's patriot liars. It's patriot, you know, propaganda. It's paper terrorism. These pro-se citizens going in, and, you know, pointing out that the law had been broken in all these different ways with the mortgages. Now the people stood up and they're talking about freezing all foreclosures because of the total fraud. And then that dovetails with the, I don't know if you saw this, but Bloomberg reported, it should have been bigger news, that Prudential and others admitted in court that they made a secret deal 11 years ago with the Pentagon, with Veterans Affairs, to take the lump sum death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans going back to World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and up till today. And they take their money, and the government made a deal to let insurance companies do this. I mean, it's just like Core Exit, the average lifespan is 51 if you use Core Exit and the Exxon Valdez cleanup. Now they've used conservatively thousands of times, or over 45 million gallons of it in the Gulf. And Obama comes out and says there's no health problems. I could play the clip. No health problems, and this stuff isn't bad for you. It's just an ongoing devastation. And they tell us the oil has been completely cleaned up and later admit that's a lie. I mean, they're using DU all over the planet, 14 times birth defects and cancers in Fallujah, 3 to 4 times in our own troops. They tell the troops, go ahead and use it. It's not bad for you. What is this psycho? It's just they're destroying their own nest. They've gone completely loony to just crime never before seen. Russell, can you comment on what you would call this spirit of pure wickedness?
I would call it medieval. It's exactly the way, you know, before Timbuktu and immediately after, that was the only place they could get gold and silver was Timbuktu in Africa. And so consequently, the only ones who had money were the royalty of Europe. And the serfs were allowed to barter. And that's all their monetary value was, is in bartering. But there's a curious exception there. When during medieval times, the serfs, every time the lords of the manor, the royalty, would increase taxes beyond 25%, the serfs would rebel. Now, here in America, you are taxed. The average American is taxed 43% of his income.
And that's conservative.
Exactly. And that's conservative. That's very conservative. I said the average American. That includes the unemployed. So, and then the other thing is what they've learned from the banks and the realty companies and the corporations, the government is now using all kinds of phony values to perpetuate the printing of their own money and to make it valuable so that they can continue on this illegal printing of bogus paper.
Well, we now know they're taking thousands of houses where they don't even have the deed and the homes paid off. This is mainstream news. I mean, it's just that they must think they're invincible, but they're not, because it's shutting down. I talked about they perfected it on Native Americans, on Indians, as you prefer to be called, but going back, they really perfected it or started it with Europe. If you look at serfdom and how they kept them on tiny pieces of land, how they kept them at near starvation, wrote manuals on it, this was just a continuation and expansion of that same European royal system.
That's my point. The other thing is the phantom economics that they've corporations have given birth to that the government has also been a part of. For example, right here in the state of South Dakota, the state of South Dakota's attorney general trades the Pine Ridge and all the Sioux Indian reservations. There's 9 of us in the state of South Dakota. They trade it on Wall Street through Dun & Bradstreet. The value of the reservation, the value of each individual on the reservation, and we're all on welfare. Yet we still have a phantom value on Wall Street. And so the tax base, we are represent less than 10% of the state's population, yet we are 25% of the tax base, and we don't pay real estate taxes on the reservation. Go figure that out. And so it's understandable now that these states have been using Indian lands and Indian population in phantom financial instruments.
Yeah, they're leveraging it and then making stuff up.
Exactly. And so it's It's a house of paper, a house of cards, whatever you want to label it, but it hasn't any financial foundation, and that's what America's been operating on for decades.
So is it bold arrogance, imperial hubris, or is it desperation that they're now getting so greedy they're grabbing houses they don't even own that are paid for?
You've hit the nail on the head. You know, they're now getting desperate because the wealth has been absolutely used up. The wealth of America has been used up and indebted. So it's they have to go to this big monopoly money in order to, and then these phantom financial instruments in order to keep their dominance. And guess where all of that phantom and the real money is going? Into the military, so they can at least still claim a place of leadership somewhere in the world.
Yeah, nuclear blackmail.
Exactly.
Well, Russell, exactly. You know, every day I get on the show and I see all the numbers, everything we talked about now confirmed in spades, worse than I could even imagine. You know, people say, Alex, you exaggerate. No. 9 times out of 10, it's worse than I can even articulate. I'm always learning more. It's so crazy that I can't even believe it. I know why other people can't believe this stuff, because it's so brazen. It's so naked. It's so openly insane and self-destructive, even for the controllers. But they just can't help it because they're on power trips, that we're in a depression. They've now announced they're going to hyperinflate the currency like Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe.
Right.
And I don't think even the listeners of this show, I don't think even I, because we've had it so good so long, realize the type of hell we're entering. But there's two choices, as Ron Paul has said. We either go the way of using this pain to get some freedom back and get up on our hind legs, or we ain't seen nothing yet. These controllers are going to use this to set up even more power and control, and they're doing it right now, Russell. Your comments on this, do you agree with me that we're at a historic crossroads, make it or break it?
I agree with that, and I also have to state that I think it's past. The crossroads have passed, because when you look at our forced diets, you know, anything that has a grain, any grain food, isn't good for you. You know, there isn't any food produced in America that's good for you, unless you eat it raw, practically. And, you know, I heard your commercial on your radio. That's the place you have, the type of places you have to go just to stay healthy in this country. And fortunately, on the reservation, the corporation food people haven't reached us yet, so we can still get some natural foods. But we have government-forced agricultural department food put on us every month. High in sodium, high in GMO, high in every poison you can think of.
Well, how diabolical is it that people wake up to aspartame the last 10 years, people stop buying it, so even Coke's offering Coke Zero and other alternatives, and now go to a grocery store, 99% of the gum, most of the time I can't even find it, that sugar for children has aspartame in it. I mean, I know I talked about this earlier, but think about the cold-bloodedness. They know this gives them cancer.
They know. That's what gets me. And these are the corporate criminals that never are charged with anything. And the American, I kind of keep going back to the irresponsibility of the American people, because that is the very first rule of freedom. You are free to be responsible. You cannot have freedom unless you're responsible. And to allow yourself to be poisoned, to allow your children to be stolen, allow the incarceration of innocent.
Well, we lost his phone line. I wonder if somebody's fiddling with it. They admit this guy's under federal surveillance constantly. We'll get Russell Means back on. Boy, you hear the media call him a liberal, a commie. He's the opposite of that. He's a libertarian. Barely lost out to Ron Paul running for libertarian president way back in the 80s. And that's why they hate Russell Means. He's Alex Jones, but before Alex Jones was born. And because he studied it. I mean, you go do the research. It doesn't matter if you're a white guy or a Native American or black or Asian or whatever you are. I mean, you know, you're a human being. And what we're facing is real. Every time he's on, the phone lines do this. I remember the last two interviews with Russell Means, this kind of chicanery was going on. So we'll continue with him. We get him back on the line. One time the phones went dead. Russell, remember that one time you were on and the phones went dead for like 15 minutes?
Exactly, and it happened again. All the power to my house was cut off. It's amazing. You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm there.
it's diabolical. I'm just fed up with it.
What was it you were saying when they cut you off?
Well, I was talking about how the American people are not free to be responsible, and that's the very first rule of freedom is that you are free to be responsible. And when you're so irresponsible to ignore the fact that your children are being stolen, innocent people incarcerated.
Stay there, Russell. We got a break. Come back and finish up with that on the other side.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You know, Russell Means was one of the first people to expose sterilization, and it came out in government documents that tens of thousands of Native Americans, Indians, were sterilized. And, of course, you know, last week it came out about Guatemala, and Hillary apologized, you know, shooting kids, men, women up with a hardcore live syphilis. Folks, this is all ongoing. And People need to get this through your head. And I'm going to briefly tell a story, but I want Russell to get into this, that I have a good friend whose dad was one of the heads of a major corporation. I'll just leave it at that, based in Houston. And after his dad died, we went to the funeral, and he told me the story about how they were at the Grand Canyon when he was a little kid with his brother and sister, and there was a drunk Indian stumbling around by the Grand Canyon, and his dad looked at him smugly, and he said, "Son, you see that? That's why we got their land." Well, that's why they're putting poison in your Diet Coke and your kids' food. You're being poisoned so they can get you, so you can be their slave. And it's this attitude of yuppies and some white people, or I see it with black folks, anybody that gets some government power, with corrupt police, that they're on the winning team, and it's a wink, wink, look what we're doing to them. Russell, your comments on that.
Well, it's the classic colonial tool to brainwash. You know, once you're part of the in-group, you know, just witness the black people now. There are blatant acts of racism being perpetuated against them, but because they have a black president, they think they're in, so they're not saying a word. They're not doing a thing, and they're not helping anyone else either. The American people are the same way. It happened with the Italians. It happened with the Irish. It happened with all the immigrants that come to this country. Once they're in, then they ignore their constitutional rights because they're in. It is a weakness in the American fabric. The only way American people can become responsible is to grab their Constitution and declare their freedom from the American government, and let's put them out of a job. The Supreme Court is blatantly corporate controlled. It is on and on and on that the United States government, and we know that the present United States government was incorporated in Puerto Rico and is not a constitutional government. And that's why it's all capitalized. Those of us that understand this are the freedom fighters that are left in America. And the American people has this fantasy of a constitutional government, which we do not have. We have to grab our responsibility. I mean, I realized as an American Indian that the United States of America is not going to live up to the Constitution of the United States. I've proven it all the way to the Supreme Court. So rather than continue knocking my head against a brick wall, I didn't want my brain to turn to jelly. So I reestablished the freedom of my people with the Republic of Lakota.
That's right. So
we withdrew from our treaties with the United States of America, and it's all backed by international and constitutional law.
We're going to go to break and come back and briefly talk about that movement. I'm going to get you back up in the near future. It's been too long to have you on, sir. But I can really feel your soul, your strength, your honor. And I just want to point out to all those that think they're part of the in crowd, the cops, everybody else, look, we're all in this together, whether you're a Native American, Indian, black, white. You better understand that we're all being poisoned, we're all under attack, and that at a spiritual level, we all who love freedom and decency and honor, we need to come together against this tyranny. I'm going to get Russell Means' take on that statement I just made on the other side. But look, we better come together under freedom or we're all dead meat.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.